The USS Essex and several support vessels are leaving the seas near Burma after spending 3 weeks trying to deliver aid to the survivors of Cyclone Nargis. The French Navy also has given up efforts to send in aid and is heading away from the Bay of Bengal. Burma's government has rejected offers to use other countries' military helicopters to carry relief supplies. Instead, in the past week, the World Food Programme received 2 helicopters from Africa, but aid experts say that is not enough. WFP spokesman Paul Risley says it is unfortunate that US Navy helicopters will not be available to bring aid across the Irrawaddy Delta.
And that's truly unfortunate because these helicopters represented immediate heavy lift capacity in the area of the Delta and would have been a standard operating procedure for the United Nations for relief agencies in responding.
Military helicopters from several nations played a vital role in relief efforts in Indonesia after the 2004 tsunami. They also helped in the aftermath of a cyclone that hit Bangladesh last year. Burma State Media says the government rejected the US military aircraft because it feared an invasion, despite US assurances that it only wanted to provide aid. The cyclone that hit a month ago left more than 2 million people in need of food, shelter and medical care. The storm killed 78,000 and left 56,000 missing. International donors have condemned the Burmese government's roadblocks to relief efforts. US officials say the delays may have cost tens of thousands of lives. The United Nations and ASEAN recently reached an agreement with Burma to allow international aid workers more access to the areas worst hit by the storm. But UN officials said Wednesday relief efforts need to expand rapidly since just 1.3 million people had gotten any sort of assistance. The Irrawaddy Delta is Burma's main rice-growing region, but UN officials said Wednesday that 60% of the paddy fields were damaged in the storm. About 16% are too badly damaged for the next planting season in July. The WFP's Risley says international food aid to the hardest hit areas could last a year.
In a situation such as this, it would be very typical for the World Food Programme to continue providing food rations through general deliveries for families and for farmers in the Delta area, certainly through the next 6 months, certainly through the next harvest, and it is likely that that harvest will not be able to take place for an entire year.
UN officials say few farmers have returned to their land because they have no food, shelter or farm tools. In addition, roads throughout the region remain unusable. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.